Welcome to Cool Sword Blogcast. Is Ukraine doomed? No. Seriously, people who pick up Molotov cocktails and shotguns to take on tanks are not going to crumble just because the U.S. is late with a delivery, or 10. Not immediately, anyway. Sure, they legitimately need the aid, and it should have been there by now. But they were at war for more than 2 years before the U.S. finally decided to send lethal aid sometime in 2017. No, they can't hold out forever against the economic power Russia can bring to bear. But Ukraine isn't so precarious that they are falling just because they don't have all they need today. Nor is Russia the height of military prowess. More guys is not a plan. En route to Ukraine are the rightly renowned F-16s. Skip the silly game changer language. But these things do bring quite a bit to the table. For one, they can talk to the missiles they fire a whole lot better than the jury-rigged Su-29s. Hey, be impressed that Poland and Ukraine managed to get those Russian planes to talk to AMRAAMs at all. Getting U.S. weapons to fire from Russian platforms is no small feat. But it doesn't get you the professional version. F-16s can make those missiles sing in ways that the Su-29 simply can't. Translation, already dangerous missiles are about to go into overdrive. But spring offensive! Russia does have better artillery shell stockpiles, and they are talking about sending 150,000 new soldiers into Ukraine. Let's be conservative here and assume that Russia has enough sense to improve the training and equipment they are sending with these guys. They will be fresh troops. That is probably bad. From any nation state not named Russia. Russia's top-down, reach-objective-at-all-cost, meat-grinder approach to warfare eats up its own men, materiel, and supplies. Despite the naysaying, the sanctions are biting. Artillery shells don't bring down planes unless a pilot did something really stupid. Russia's losing the tech superiority that kept the skies somewhat clear and the logistics to supply the troops. Funny, but starving men aren't good fighters. Armies still fight on their bellies in more ways than one. Basically, I'm not hearing any experts that expect Russia to pull a rabbit out of its hat this time, or that are expecting the Ukrainians to come out and rout the Russian lines. The experts I'm hearing seem to be expecting a stalemate part 3. Not great, but not so bad either. Ukraine has been making the Black Sea Fleet into the world's dumbest collection of artificial reefs. Remember, there aren't going to be any new warships coming in to help. Yes, this is why you aren't hearing about grain shipments and blockades any longer. Ukraine is getting its grain out. When the Soviet Union collapsed, a huge part of the shipbuilding know-how and capability went with Ukraine. Russia nearly leveled Mykolaiv, and with it, both the infrastructure and the institutional knowledge to run shipyards that are capable of building aircraft carriers. If using Mykolaiv was Plan B, Russia's going to need a Plan C. In the meantime, the little nation without a navy is sinking all of Russia's ships. Yeah, too early to count the Ukrainians out just yet. In an unsurprising turn of events, at least unsurprising to anyone who isn't stuck on realpolitik for their political analysis, Europe is stepping up to the plate to provide aid while the U.S. sorts its internal disputes out. Long term, this is both good and bad for the U.S. Our rep does take a hit. But having Europe as a permanent dependent was never the plan anyway. It'll make long-term relations with the EU more fun, note the dripping sarcasm, and than that would have been otherwise, but it's not the end of the world. Well, it is nice to know that Europeans can do some stuff without us. Oh, don't fret. I think Johnson, the Speaker of the House, has about decided that the border is hurting Biden's re-election far more than getting aid to Ukraine will help. Would have been nice if he'd realized that 3 months ago, but better late than never, I suppose. It'll be tricky for him to get the aid out without a border deal, but not impossible. I'm not convinced he won't get another border offer. That open border is really hurting the Democrats in New York, California, and Illinois. If giving illegals the vote was the plan, it backfired. All the illegals are getting bused to Democrat strongholds where they can't make any electoral difference. Chicago's mayor has been begging for federal help that he's got zero chance of getting. Johnson isn't going to allow that kind of a package anywhere near the floor. Trump's numbers in the primaries were insane. Biden's numbers were pathetic. Polling is not being kind to the Democrats. For all the talk about Republicans falling apart, wait until the Democrats get a good look at their reelection chances in the sanctuary cities and surrounds. Their constituents are mad at them, not the Republicans. For Ukraine, that should translate into a more flexible Democrat Party willing to make real deals to get some sort of a win on the table. I'm not as optimistic as I was in December. I keep underestimating the Democrats' willingness to shoot off their own toes. But I still expect the $65 million will get freed up by May, June at the latest. The Democrat convention is in Chicago this year. The earful Chicagoans are going to be giving the Democrats should bring them to the table with something Johnson can sell to his party base. Assuming that they're stupid enough to wait that long, but given the Democrat propensity for toe shooting, maybe we shouldn't assume that they aren't that stupid. Ukraine and Europe will not be amused, but Ukraine will still be in the fight. The Ukrainians don't seem to be really well acquainted with the word quit. But Trump! Surely he'll pull all Ukraine aid? Orban said so! Calm down. Viktor Orban is my favorite slightly despotic European ruler. Yes, I really mean that. You gotta love a guy whose favorite hobby is poking the European Union in the eye. But Orban's real strength is that he is doing his actual job. He takes care of Hungary. Which means he's playing on Team Hungary, and you best believe he's bringing his A game. Ukraine is not in Hungary's best interest if it falls. Hungary is massively dependent on Russian gas. Being landlocked has some big disadvantages. Orban needs Putin to like him enough to keep the gas flowing and the tanks heading some other direction if Ukraine does lose. Misrepresenting something Trump said, or even misunderstanding because he needs Trump to be pro-Russia, are well within the rules of the game. What everyone keeps forgetting is that despite all his bluster, Trump has been relatively noncommittal about Ukraine. The other thing they forget is that the first round of lethal aid that Ukraine so desperately needed back in the day came from Trump. Now, given a choice between reading War and Peace or trying to second-guess Trump, I'm going to spend a few weeks with Tolstoy. Trump could indeed be planning to pull Ukraine aid, but he's sure not saying much about it. Weird. Ukraine is Biden's only winning issue, and Biden is vulnerable there. Trump could come out swinging over the stalemate and the mishandling, but he seems content to let Biden slide on Ukraine. But ending aid would play well with Trump's base and even a portion of Biden's base. Yet Trump isn't pushing this. He hasn't even said what he'll do about the aid. Orban's comments went over like a lead balloon. Now, it's possible that Trump used Orban to see how well that comment would play, but I still kind of doubt it. Trump is a deal-maker at heart. He's not the kind to take something off the table that he can use. Aid is leverage against Russia, and Trump knows it. See, to end the war with a phone call, that call cannot be to Zelensky. Zelensky doesn't have the capability, even if you could sell him on the idea of a surrender. If his people wanted to surrender, they don't need his consent. But he certainly needs theirs. No, that one phone call has to be to Putin. Hey, Vlad, Declare Ukraine denazified and the war won. We'll drop the sanctions and get your cash unfrozen. Otherwise, I'm asking Congress for $100 billion in aid to Ukraine. What do you say? Okay, Trump will probably make the offer sound a lot better than that. But if there's one thing Trump knows, it's when he's got the better end of a deal. He wrote the book, after all.